Good morning. We will share from the book of Philippians chapter 3 today. Today we will study the book of Philippians 3. So the topic today is, so I pursue one thing, and the team work together. There are three paragraphs here. First one to first three, the first paragraph. Sorry, first one to 12. So we leave everything and pursue after Christ. Verse 13 to 16. So focus on our calling and follow step by step. And then verse 18 to 21, third paragraph. So it's the heavenly citizens walking together. So when we read this chapter, when we pursue after the heavenly thing, so we strain toward what is ahead of us. So we press on toward the goal to win what God wants us to receive, to obtain. When I read it again today, I could see that Paul really look at the team walking together and how can we do this. So you might have heard of a saying, if one man walks very fast, so a group of people can even walk farther away. We need teams. So when one man walks, he cannot walk for a long time. This is what Paul wants to express in this chapter. First one. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again. It is a safeguard for you. Paul said we need to rejoice. To me, it's not difficult. What he's saying is he's inside a prison. Even though I'm imprisoned, I'm still happy. So it's the same to all of you. Even though there are a lot of persecutions in our environment, and so many people, they are anti-Christ. They are the enemies of the cross. But we should rejoice, because God will surely complete his work. God will surely complete the good works which he has started in you. To me, it's really helpful, because God saved me to the end. If he saves me, then he will save my whole family. So if God saved me and has given me calling, I should surely reach my goal. I should rejoice. We should succeed, because we will be victorious. That's why we need to rejoice. So in this rejoicing, we pay attention to teams. Paul emphasized this using commands. First two, watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. So watching out for these three things is the command from Paul. Watch out means you have to go and see, check it out, pay attention. There are three types of person you have to watch out. In order to walk, run faster and farther away, first is dogs. So how come he mentioned about dogs? In the Middle East, they look at dogs as like filthy animals. Because dogs will eat like dung, waste matters. Because after he laid down his own waste matter, he will eat it up by itself. That's why dogs are described as filthy animal, and they will do evils. And they will do whatever they like. And the mutilators of the flesh, that is to say, they hold on and they insist to do circumcision. So these are like false teachers. Paul said, you have to watch out for these three types of people because they have all the bad names and they do whatever they like. And they insist to depend on their behavior. In order to run faster and further, then we have to watch out and go away from these three types of persons. Then Paul continued to say that whatever they say, then I'm even greater than them. So you talk about the flesh, and I'm even more worthy of saying about the flesh. Then he continued to talk about his background. I received circumcision. I'm the real Israelite. And my parents are Hebrews. And if you talk about the law, I'm a Pharisee. Who can compare with me? So all these things are wrong. He said, in the past, I thought these are good to me. But now I know that these things are not good to me. Paul felt that these are no good, especially these three type of people. Even though I once thought these are good to me. Everyone in the past, we might have chased after the wrong way. I heard of someone who liked to store up a lot of like certificates, diploma. So when I see their name card, they have a lot of titles, positions, like accountants, lawyers. They love to go for exams. So on their name card is printed a lot of their titles and background. This is what he thought is really worthy for him. He has values. And he felt a sense of security. And he thought he's better and higher than others. But now he believed in Christ. He thought, oh, all these things are just wasting my time. But how come I waste a lot of time on these things? To him, it is about the past things, everything about himself. For some other people, they just indulge in earning lots of money. And some people, they chase after different things, like serving on the web. This we call all things, everything. Paul told us in the scripture that all these things are lost to us. So what are the valuable things? Verse 8. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. So knowing Christ is above all things. It's precious to us. So all else which hinder me from knowing Christ, I should lay them down. And these things also waste my time. in my old marketplace, we love to argue with each other and we quarrel with each other. And the argument is great. So they said that the agenda of the meeting is not good and it's difficult to continue, carry on with the meeting. When the boss came in, then he said, no quarrels anymore. He said, all those things that are not recorded in histories, they are not important. Don't waste your time. This is how the non-believer, they couldn't discern what is important to them. To Paul, anything that hinder me from knowing Christ, anything that hinder me from having good relationship with Christ, these things are no good. He focused on knowing Christ. For verse 12, I think it's very special. Now he has to know Christ more. And he laid down all things. And then he know the resurrection power of Christ. And also know about his suffering and imitate his death. Perhaps he can also rise from death. Verse 12, not that I have already obtained all these. He said, no, I haven't obtained all things. I just do my best. And then he said, maybe I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. It seems not easy to understand. That I have to press on and take hold of Christ. Then he's also thinking how Christ took hold of me. How Christ moved my heart so that I can focus on him. What is it all about? I know it's about passion. I have great passion for Christ. Is it just like that? He couldn't explain really well. So is it just rise from death? It seems yes, or maybe not perfect. Is it about salvation? Or is to carry people's sins? Is about faith? So he continued to ponder over these things. He said, I have not already obtained all these. I just do my best to pursue after these things. Perhaps I could obtain how Christ took hold of me. I don't really understand what it is, even though I talk about what Paul said. I know what Paul is talking about. I really want to pursue after God. But what is it that Christ moved my heart? I couldn't grab hold of it all. And this is Paul's condition. So this paragraph talked about Paul laying down everything to pursue after Christ. To pursue after Christ as my precious thing. That is to say, to have a good relationship with God, this is most important. In the past, we say, I pursue after all things. But now I say, pursue after relationship, especially with Christ Jesus, with our Lord. This is what Paul pressed on towards this goal. The first paragraph, Paul mentioned that there are three types of people. We have to go far away from them. Watch out for them so that we can focus on Christ. This is the first paragraph. The second paragraph is to focus on our calling. Follow step by step. We have to forget about the past. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And this calling has reward. So we must focus on Him, on Christ. Do my very best. This is verse 13 and 14. So for this calling, we have the same calling and different callings. For example, God's calling for every one of us, because we love God, we also pastor or shepherd His sheep. So on the one hand, we focus on Jesus, and on the other hand, we also focus on knowing Christ. This is common calling. And we have to live our holiness. You have to be holy because I'm holy. Oh, this is common for everyone. We pursue after Christ. We surely desire to be like Him. Jesus is holy. I have to be holy. This is common for all. And we have individual calling. God could be calling us in a special group. Could be about the country or a age group or a particular ministry position. God will put this in our heart. We press on, continue to grab hold of, to achieve this goal. Paul had a very good reminder. Verse 16. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. On the one hand, we have to do our very best by laying down all things. Oh, just strain toward what is ahead, towards our goal. But on the other hand, we have to follow step by step. We could see some people, they really desire God. But at the end, they just fly in the air. Or they do not care about anything. So they didn't do their best or take their responsibility. I have once seen a couple, and they long for God, pursue after Him. And they have given birth to a child. Or they didn't give much food to this baby. Or just maybe some, give him some drinks and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I really faint because of this. And they are not doing the right thing. And they pursue something too much. I think it's they have done over. Or they're not balanced. They overdo something. On the one hand, they press on to pursue after something. So this is what we call live up to what we have already attained. For example, somebody said to me, and they said that there is stamps, the Hong Kong stamps, they have dragon on it, and God said it's not holy, it's filthy. Then I said to him, okay, just give the stamp to me. You're right. Okay, you can give the stamps to me. And he thought, how come my answer is so weird? What he said, is it right? Yes, it is the truth. But he should be like normal. For example, I know a small number of pastors, they will not go to the general canteen or restaurant because they saw idol inside and they thought they could be defiled. Especially they are doing healing and deliverance. And God touched them not to go to those restaurants. He said, oh, I can have food even though I don't walk into those restaurants. I think this group of people, they're quite normal because they pursue Christ after all. Because he wants to be holy. We should not be like after the gathering in the church, we go to some restaurant, eat a lot of food. And then when we pay the bill, we saw the dollar note and we say, it has idol and it is unholy. So this is imbalance. This is not balance. It's not normal. This is what Paul said here. On the one hand, forget what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And on the other hand, let us live up to what we have already attained. I have heard of a sister saying to me, she said, Pastor Jason, I want to go to Israel, but my father hindered me because he's not a non-believer. This is the enemy's work. What should I do? I've been praying for a long time, but God has not opened a way for me. I said to her, have you given some money to your parents for what you have earned? So this is why your father hindered you, because you didn't lay down yourself for the family. And they thought, you are not mature. How come you didn't give the money to the family, to the parents, and you say, you can go to Israel, spending a lot of money, so the normal parents will be against you. So I told her, you have to take responsibility as the child of the family and lay down what you should be doing. And she followed me. She said, Father, I'm not going to Israel. And his father said, right, because you're not familiar with the Bible. If you are familiar with the Bible, one day God will provide for your Israelite tour. This is the saying from a non-believer, from her father. It is right that we want to go to Israel. So the Bible continued to talk about Israel, but I haven't been there. It seems that we have to lay down everything to know God. But we have not taken care of a lot of things. On the one hand, we have to press on to reach our goal. But on the other hand, let us live up to what we have already attained. So the second paragraph is focus on our calling, follow step by step. So the third paragraph is the heavenly citizen walk together, starting from verse 17. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. Here we talk about join together and keep your eyes. So these are the commands in the scripture. That is to say, you have to imitate me. And you have to see those who follow us as example. The structure of this chapter mentioned that we have to watch out for those dogs, evildoers, mutilators of our flesh. We have to keep a distance from these people. But there is another group of people you have to go together with them. They are the heavenly citizens. They set a mind on the heavenly things. They pursue after Christ. And they follow Paul's example. And they really long for God, want to walk with the others. So keep an eye on them, to be with them. Verse 18, for as I have often told you, before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. So it's not talking about the non-Christianity. It's not talking about the gout. The couch. So it seems that Paul is talking about those believers. They are Christians. And they said they follow God and imitate Christ, but they have done a lot of evil things. They do their own things and make their own decisions. And they thought they are made righteous by behavior. And they thought in order to be saved, they must receive circumcision. Believing in Christ is good, but it is even better to receive circumcision. It seems that they believe in Christ, but they are against the cross of Christ. They thought the cross of Christ is powerless. It's not effective enough. They thought the cross is not about salvation. They think they should take up the cross, but at the same time receive circumcision. That's why here it mentions they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. They said they believe in God, but they believe in their own stomach. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is their shame. They are serving God, right? It seems like they are doing the work of God. But their nature, their attitude is for their own benefits. They want to be praised. They hope their ministry will prosper. When others prosper, they will be angry because they just compete with each other. And they have jealousy towards others. They just think about their own glory. They want to serve God and lead a better life, eat better food. So in the book of the prophets, I mentioned about some false prophets. If you don't bless them, they will prophesy against you. So they just care for themselves. In the past, we have not known Christ, not believe in Christ. We just consider our own stomach and our own glory. And after we believe in Christ, perhaps we are serving God, but it's the same, having the same characters and nature. So we want to lead a better life and have a good fame, be famous, and be more successful. But our nature is the same. So this is what we call the enemies of the cross of Christ. These people, they are easily tempted and walked away from God. So at the end, maybe those people, if, in order to reach their goal, they even lay down their faith. So we are the heavenly citizen walking with the team. How can we be focused? How can we focus on pursuing after Christ? We have to keep an eye on the people around us and watch out for some people. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. And they made themselves righteous by their behavior. We have to watch out for this group of people. Another group we have to keep an eye on. They are the people who pursue after God with a pure heart, focus on knowing Christ. Or maybe they live a simple life because they don't have a lot of meetings, going out to eat and drink. They just focus on God. Focus on reading God's words. Focus on caring for people and discipling people. Focus on preaching the gospel. Focus on the holiness of our own life. So this is how we say we strain toward what is ahead, press on toward our goal. Let's pray for God to help us. Not just run ahead on your own. Let's not make the people around us, those people with relationship, then make them weary and sad. We should walk together, be normal, be a normal person. In order to influence the people around us, let's walk together. And we can walk a long, long way. And we surely receive the praise from God. Let's pray for God to help us.